like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm about to, baby.
Things are looking up. She smiled during the salad.
You know why? Because I used the funny lettuce. Why was our wedding album in the refrigerator?
I didn't want Fran to see it.
Why not?
Because her husband just left her. How can you be so insensitive?
Guys?
1 minute. God, go back out there and talk to her. Don't make me do this alone.
I am. Look at this. Great shot of Ira pinching your grandmother.
Yeah, a great one of Grandma slapping Ira.
It was really a lovely affair, wasn't it?
Just kills me. We don't have the feeding each other cake picture.
Because we had a stupid photographer.
You criticized him until you drove him away.
I criticized him. The man was a quitter.
Can I help?
No, we're fine. Go and talk to her and don't mention Mark.
What, am I stupid?
And don't talk about anything happy. You know, holidays, music, sunshine, sex, nothing.
So how would this be? Hey, Fran, you know, the sex that Jamie and I had on President's Day was really a symphony. And it was so nice out.
Were you two talking about me?
No.
Good, because I am really fine.
Oh, I know. Jamie was just saying.
Saying what?
Saying how fine you are, especially considering...
What? That Mark left me?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Here we go, and I didn't forget you, Murray.
Oh, you two are so lucky. Lucky to be so happy.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're not that happy.
Yeah. Happy.
No, you know, people think that.
It's a cover.
Really, you know, I'd say we're happy maybe 30% of the time.
Less.
Maybe even less.
I feel like he ripped my insides out with a crowbar. I'm an abandoned shell. I'm like one of those cars on the side of the Long Island Expressway.
I'll get the wine.
James. You're not mad at me about Sherman, are you?
No. Come on. We were ancient history.
It was stupid. It was really, really stupid, but it was really, really great.
I remember. Doesn't he have a gorgeous chest?
Who noticed? Most of the time I was facing the pillow.
You are my idol.
I'm your fallen idol. I miss Mark. I'm sorry. I really don't want to be a burden.
Oh, stop it. You're not a burden.
I am. I'm just a big, stupid burden, and nobody loves me.
That's not true. We love you, and your son adores you.
Sure. He and my parents are living it up in Disney World. Yesterday, he said he wanted the Little Mermaid to be his mommy.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the corkscrew. I don't see it.
Did you look in the... What are you doing?
There it is. Look at that. And it's always the last place you look, huh?
You're sitting here reading?
Don't make me go out there. I don't know what to say. This is not my field.
But, like, it's a picnic for me? Are you really only happy 30% of the time?
No. I said that to cheer her
because
up.
Because that would mean we're unhappy 2/3 of the time.
You missed the point entirely.
Are you guys ever coming back?
Tell her we fled.
Here we come.
We had an urge to flee and we fled.
Take tonight's bag. Wait until tomorrow.
Why? What's tomorrow? Look, I know I must look like the bad guy here. Nobody's taking sides.
We're our friends. We love you both.
You see, you gotta hear the whole story.
No, we don't. We really don't.
I never had much fun as a child. I always did what was expected. I studied hard, went to med school, got married, had a kid, and now I'm almost 40. And when it comes to the world, I'm just still an infant.
Then don't you think you should be living with someone?
Honey, it's really between Mark and Fran.
Look, Fran is great.
Oh, she's a great lady.
Great lady. Oh. There's no question.
And she's doing great.
Oh, boy, she's doing great. No, not great. You know, not too great. You know, just a good amount of great. Wouldn't you say she's great, honey? She's a great lady.
Honey?
Done.
Paul, this has nothing to do with Fran. This is about me. Now, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it.
Do what? What are you going to do?
Shoot the rapids. Go to Carnival in Rio. Dance on the Great Wall of China.
Well, I don't think they allow that.
What?
Wall dancing. They're very much against that, the Chinese.
Wait, know what I'm going to do first? I'm going to ride cross country just like they did in the Easy Rider.
You bought a motorcycle?
No, a Range Rover. Can't ride a motorcycle. I don't have an ass.
No, the cake had this frosting with little, like white, frosty, little swirly, squiggly, flowery things.
Rosettes.
Rosettes. Yes. No, it wasn't white. It was off-white, like a... not beige.
Ecru.
Ecru? Is that a color? Yes. Yeah, no, not so much layers per se, but the...
Tears.
Cake had tears. And all you gotta do is just recreate that cake. And I'll tell you, if you pull this off, Mirko, I'm gonna make a nice donation to your war-torn country. You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye. This is gonna be great. This is gonna be great. At the party, I'm gonna recreate the whole wedding cake shot. You know, the bridesmaid, the force-feeding, the whole shebang. It's gonna be a beautiful thing.
Gesture. Let me ask you something. If you're married a million years, does your wedding album go platinum?
Connie, and I say this not to be critical. Yeah, just a little bit late again.
I'm sorry, one of my cats was feeling isolated.
Okay, yeah, but still 6 hours.
Well,
I can't take all this shouting.
And Connie, if PBS calls, could you tell them?
Could you tell them because I have to do some things.
What things? She's always doing things. She says she's going to do things, and then nothing gets done. You ever see her do things?
I bet you her parents really messed her up.
Well, I think you may be right.
She's out of her mind.
Clearly.
I burn for her.
You burn for her? You burn for Connie?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you invite Connie to the party?
I'm gonna play with her head like a drunk kitten.
Giant squid, giant squid, no, squid, 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 squid.
It's the phone cord.
It's a phone cord. It's a phone cord. It's having the SeaWorld dream again.
I think we should cancel the party. I'm going to call people and let them know.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think we should give them some notice.
We're not canceling the party.
I just don't feel like we should be celebrating in front of Fran and Mark.
It's our anniversary. They said they want to be there for us.
They're just saying that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying what they said. I can only go by what they say. You know, so just relax and just forget it. Go back to sleep.
Sleep.
How can you sleep through all this?
Apparently, I can't.
God, if this could happen to Fran and Mark, why won't it happen to us?
It won't. We're different.
How?
We're a better couple.
How can you say that?
It's true. Come on. Seriously, who would you rather be, them or us?
They were the perfect couple.
They weren't the perfect couple. They disagreed about everything.
They did not.
Yes, they did.
They did.
They
not.
Disagreed about everything. And she criticizes him all the time. She criticizes.
I criticize you.
Not like this. You know, not in that hand slappy way.
Honey, the other day at Empire Szechuan when you went for that last dumpling.
No, no, that wasn't a slap. You were hungry. You did what you had to do.
The way Mark is always correcting her jokes.
Exactly.
You do that to me all the time.
I don't do that. I never. When? Give me one example.
At the Futterman's party, I was trying to tell that joke about the priest and the monkey, and
it
you...
It wasn't a monkey. It was a dog dressed as a monkey. That's the whole point of the joke.
Thank you, Mark.
The only reason you're making any points here is I'm very tired.
Fran said Mark was always tired.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I am due back at SeaWorld. Just do it. Trust me, we are not them. It will never happen to us.
That's what Marilyn said, and Fred and Debbie Evans, the Tuckers.
So?
All divorced.
Get out. The Tuckers got divorced?
Yes.
They were the perfect couple.
This is what I'm saying.
Wow. The Tuckers. Now I'm worried. You got me worried. You happy?
Actually, I feel a little better.
I'm not sure. chit-chat.
Me neither.
So where do you work?
Are you sure I can't get you something to drink?
When do you have to know by?
Well, whenever. Boy, Warren and Connie, it's like a David Lynch version of When Harry Met Sally. Honey, what are you wearing?
I'm Dean Martin.
Why are you wearing a tuxedo?
Because it's our anniversary.
Well, great. Now I'm underdressed.
No, you look perfect.
I did look perfect. Now I look underdressed.
Trust me. You're fine.
No, everything's off balance. I mean, if we can't even get our wardrobes coordinated.
Well, then we're doomed, you know, because, you know, that's why most couples break up. It's that painful lack of wardrobe coordination.
It's not funny. Look at Fran and Mark.
Would you please stop worrying and stop trying to get me worried? It's our night. We are not them.
They weren't them at first. They weren't them for years. Now they're them.
It's them.
There are people outside the door.
Yeah, Connie, that happens all the time. People very often come to the door before entering the apartment.
Oh, no! I'm sorry, are you okay?
It may actually have helped.
Come on in. You want to give me your coats?
We're a little chilly. Happy anniversary.
Here, if you hate it, you can return it. Ask for Zora and mention my name. In fact, you know what? I'll do it.
Wait, can I at least... Can I at least see it?
Oh, here.
I got it. Hey!
Hey, what, you don't bring a present?
Please, I'd like to think we're past that. Hey, Franny, how you doing?
She's fine.
So where's Mark? What do you do, leave you or something?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. You dating yet?
Ira.
All right. Can we embarrass ourselves later, please? I have a little presentation to make for my wife here.
Oh.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, wow, it's my wedding dress. How odd. What am I missing?
You are missing one very important photograph.
Ta-da!
Surprise.
My God.
Well, why don't you go put that on?
You are the sweetest person in the world.
This is what I've been trying to tell you.
Another great party, Paulie.
Can't believe my tux still fits.
Looks a little tight.
Get out of here, it's not tight.
Well, you look a little puffy, like Roger Moore in Moonraker.
Well, that's uncalled for.
It fits. I'm the happiest woman on earth.
Wow. Will you marry me?
I'm sorry, I'm taken.
You're late.
I'm sorry. I had a tough delivery. Triplets. It's like pulling three pot roasts out of a Pringles can.
Makes me want to have children.
Say, you look fantastic. Just fantastic.
Thanks. Go back to your wife. It's so sweet of you all to come.
Don't be silly. We're happy to be here.
All righty, so why don't we just start? We'll gather over here and we'll take the picture. Sweetie, Franny, why don't you join us over there and we'll take the little picture. Come on, guys.
Hey.
Don't look at anyone else.
All right, so, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to recreate the traditional shoving of the cake down your loved one's throat. All right, now, if I remember correctly...
The band was here, the bar was there, the bathrooms were 9 miles away because the idiot caterers didn't listen to a word I said.
All right, sweetie.
Right, Ira and Lisa were there, and Fran and Mark were on this side.
There you go. So you got Ira and Lisa, we got Mark and Fran. With the, or, you know what, wherever you want to stand is good.
If we're going to do this, we should be historically accurate.
Don't touch me.
Don't make a scene.
I'm not making a scene.
Warren, what speed film you got in there? Because I don't even know if you're going to have enough light, to tell you the truth. You might want to move a little to the left.
I quit.
Well, are you happy, honey? You've done it again.
You're right. I'm wrong.
I'm back.
All right. See, you're right. You're right.
See? Paul can admit when he's wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Because you're an idiot.
It's not like there's another woman, for God's sake.
Well, there just might be another man.
What, a guy? Oh, yeah, right. Me? Good. Very good.
Not you, me.
Oh, come on, Fran.
What? Is that so impossible to imagine?
No, but you would never.
All right, you know, why don't we just get going with the picture?
I would never what?
You know what?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Remember Jamie's painter boyfriend?
Fran.
You slept with Sherman?
Lisa?
Huh. I don't believe it.
Believe it. Tell him.
You know about this?
It happened right here, in this apartment.
Here?
We weren't home.
What, you gave her a key?
No, she had a key.
Yeah, I don't have a key.
Because you're not trustworthy.
Yeah, I'm not trustworthy. I'm not trustworthy. I didn't come up here with some painter to get...
Spackled? No.
Thank you. How could y'all keep this from me?
If you hadn't have left, this never would have happened.
You know, it's really not our business.
None of your business.
It's not.
My wife is throwing it around all over your apartment, and this is none of your business?
Okay, everybody smile.
All right. So it's getting off to a shaky start.
I told you I didn't want to have this stupid party.
Hey, put that down unless you intend to flip me.
Stupid. It was just so stupid.
You know, I went to a lot of trouble to make this happen. You think it's easy to match frosting on a year-old cake?
It's very sweet.
So why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. God, you're so obtuse.
So you're upset because you married an obtuse guy?
No. The party was very sweet. The picture, the cake, all of it. It was very sweet.
Yes, but...
I'm scared, okay? I'm scared.
Okay, you're scared of what?
Of that.
You're scared of a living room?
No, that we're going to end up hating each other and battling over custody of Murray.
Well, first of all, that's never going to happen because I get Murray, so that's not even a question, okay?
Don't make jokes.
I'm not. He's my dog.
So this whole thing could just end tomorrow?
Yes.
How can you say that?
Who said it? I'm just sitting here getting hit.
Dating was better. You knew it was going to end. You could prepare for it.
So what do you say? What do you say? You would feel better if you knew we were going to split up?
Fran and Mark split up.
Because they grew apart.
What about us?
Different. We're growing together.
How do you know?
Because I've been watching. I've been watching you and me I know from before.
I want some kind of guarantee that we're not going to split up.
You want a guarantee? Here's a guarantee. Nobody will work harder at their marriage than you and me. I mean, that's it. That's, what are you going to do? It's work. It's maintenance. It's like growing a garden.
So we're a garden?
That's what I came up with. We're a garden. And if we do it right, you know, we'll blossom and flourish.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go along.
You're making up very good. You should get back out there.
Yeah, just...
You're being terrible hosts. Yeah. It's our party.
Sherman was a real man.
Ow.
He was romantic.
I didn't.
He was tender.
Oh.
He was tireless.
Fran, you let me up or I swear I will get really mad.
There's nothing more attractive than a woman who gets you in a good half Nelson.
Ow. Fran, I don't know who you are anymore. I swear you've gone completely nuts.
Me? You're the one who's running away from home.
I'm not running. This is a rite of passage.
Oh, you're such an idiot. Oh, my God. They're at it again.
What is this? Every time they have a party, they
You see? You see, this is wild. This is spontaneous. This is what I mean. This is what Peter Fonda would do in The Easy Rider.
Easy Rider, not The Easy Rider. My God, if you can't even get the title right, how are you going to survive out there?
I'm sorry, Fran. It's something that I've got to do. I gotta try it on my own. I gotta live on the edge, push the envelope.
I just might not be here when you get back.
I know. It's just a chance I'm gonna have to take. I'll call you from Jersey.
This table's been very good to us.
It's because we treat it with affection.
Thank you for a lovely party.
I could see staring at this face for another 50 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even if I get a double chin?
I love both of them.
And gray hair?
Mm-hmm.
And wrinkles?
Not a problem.
Even if I have false teeth, a mustache, and I drool?
Why do you gotta push? You always
okay, I'm
push.
Sorry.